Hello, I'm Adrian Iosifescu, your host of the History of the Romanian Jews podcast, and this is episode 20, where we will be discussing the history of Jews in Bessarabia. You just listened to Aaron Lebedev, well known for his rendition of Romania, Romania, singing Gep mir Bessarabia in Yiddish, which means give me Bessarabia. A link to the full song is provided in the notes. The area known as Bessarabia lies in the southeast of Europe on the northern shore of the Black Sea between Russia and Romania. The Dniester River separates Bessarabia from Ukraine on the east, and the Prut River separates it from Romania on the west. Today, most of Bessarabia is in the Republic of Moldova, with some northern and southern districts in Ukraine. Bessarabia was never an autonomous political unit. Before 1812, it was part of the Principality of Moldavia, and its southernmost district, Budjak, was under direct Ottoman rule. Bessarabia was part of the Russian Empire from 1812 to 1918, while the area of Budjak was under Romanian rule from 1856 to 1878. Between 1918 and 1940, Bessarabia formed part of Romania, while from 1940 to 1991, it became part of USSR. As I mentioned in the Bukovina episode, the period of the first settlement in the borders of the present-day Romania can be determined from the course of the Jewish emigration from Palestine and their dispersion in other lands. With the destruction of the Second Temple, many Jews moved to the commerce centers of Asia Minor and Greece, from which much evidence can be found in the Talmud and Midrash, as well as to the coastal cities of the northern and western Black Sea. The inscriptions found there confirm the presence of Jews in Thracian Chersonese, ancient Greek colony in the land of Thracians, and in the coastal cities to the north and northwest of the Black Sea, such as Anapa, located in the northern coast of the Black Sea near the Sea of Azov, and Pantika Paion, an ancient Greek city on the eastern shore of Crimea, the present-day Kerch. This is supported by written evidence, such as the writings of the Greek geographer Strabo, stating that in the first century before our era, there was hardly a city in the world in which Jews couldn't be found. Or the words of Philos Judaeus, the Jewish leader of the Alexandrian Jewish delegation to the Roman Emperor Caligula, stating that Jews lived in the most inaccessible bays of the Black Sea, facts also confirmed by the inscriptions found there. In the first century before our era, before the Roman conquest of the Dacian kingdom, many Jews settled in the area of the Black Sea along the Danube region going east all the way to the mouth of River Bug, the old city of Pontic Olbia, part of the Dacian kingdom at that time, now in Ukraine. The Romanian historian Bogdan Petricecu Hajdeu asserted that already in the time of the Hasmonean dynasty, which ruled in Judea between 140 and 116 before our era, Jews were present on the Romanian lands, and supports this theory with the Jewish coins found from the Maccabi period, which he found in Hotin in present-day Bessarabia. The historians all agree that Jews certainly had already settled in the Danube region during the Roman occupation of Dacia. In 270 our era, the Romans left the land on the north bank of the Danube to the free Dacians or Goths, while they remain on the southern bank of the Danube. They called this province Aurelian Dacia, to distinguish it from the area they had withdrawn from, which had the full name of the Trajan Dacia. it is probable that a considerable number of Jews remained in the north in Trajan Dacia, and that they were well treated by the Dacians or Goths. We know that the Jews on the southern side of the Danube in Roman Aurelian Dacia lived under the Christian Byzantine Emperor because Theodosius I issues an order to the prefects to stop the persecution of the Jews and to protect their synagogues. In the 6th century, Justinian built fortresses on the north side of the Danube, among them one at Turnu Măgurele called the Jew Tower, which points to the presence of Jews in the area. Later, during the persecution of the Jews in the Byzantine Empire under Leo III in the 8th century, who gave the Jews the choice of either accepting baptism or leaving the land, forced the Jews to emigrate, and many crossed the Danube and found protection with the Khazars, who occupied at the time the Trajan Dacia's lands and who had converted to Judaism in the 8th century. Benjamin of Tudela, a medieval Jewish traveler who traveled extensively in Europe, Asia, and Africa in the 12th century, reports about Jewish settlements there. He found 50 Jewish families living in Macedonia on the Spyrkeios River in harmony with the Valachians, who called them brothers. In the 14th century, Jews are mentioned in old Greek colony of Tirars, Cetatea Alba in Romanian, Akerman in Turkish, Bihorod in Russian, where the Dniester flows into the Black Sea, as living in a special quarter of the city under the rules of the Tartars, who tolerated the Jews and traded with them. A Kairite community existed in Cetatea Alba because it was close to Crimea, where there were many Kairites. The Kairites were Jews who believed that all of the divine commandments which were handed down to Moses by God were recorded in the written Torah without any additional oral law or explanation, unlike mainstream rabbinic Judaism, which regards the oral Torah, codified in the Talmud and subsequent works, as authoritative interpretations of the Torah. A Torah scroll from the 16th century was found at Cetatea Alba and has the following inscription: in the assembly of the land of Karman, in a community of Karaites. Further proof of Jewish presence in Cetatea Alba is the headstone from 1527, on which is etched a eulogy in Hebrew. Towards the end of 14th century, the princes of Moldavia extended their rule over Bessarabia, so by the first quarter of the 15th century, the whole area was within the principality. During the 15th to the 18th century, many parts of Bessarabia fell into the hands of the Turks. The Turks brought Tatar tribes from Crimea to the southern section, nicknamed Bujak, and so it became part of the Tatar-Bujak horde. This area extended from the Danube to Dniester and included the forts of Reni, Ismail, Kilia, and Akerman, or Cetatea Alba, as well as the district of Benderi, which is Tighina in Romanian, in the southern east, and Hotin in the north. The Bujak was part of the Tatar kingdom of Crimea under the Turkish Sultan. By the end of the 18th century, the area along the Black Sea was under direct rule of the Turks. The central and northern central sections, as well as the sliver along the Prut in the south, remained in the hands of the Moldavians. This part was divided into the districts of Soroka, Balti, Orhei, Horticen, Codru, and Gracian. At that time, only the southern area, the Bujak, was called Bessarabia. The earliest reference to Jews in Bessarabia dates from the 15th century. Polish rabbis of the 16th and 17th centuries mention a rabbinical court functioning in Akerman. Due to its geographic location as a neighbor of Moldavia, Bessarabia was an important factor in the commerce between cities in southern Poland and ports of the Black Sea, Turkey, and Asian countries during the 14th to the 17th centuries. From the 14th century, trade routes went through it, connecting Lvov in Galicia with the ports of Kaffa in Crimea and Akerman and Kilia in Bessarabia. The importance of Bessarabia as a trade route between Galicia and eastern countries did not diminish even after the Black Sea ports were in the hands of the Turks in the last quarter of the 16th century. The presence of Jews in Bessarabia is connected to the above-mentioned trade between Poland and the Black Sea ports. This trade attracted some Jewish merchants who were quite active at the end of the 15th century. Actual testimony that these Jewish merchants used the route along Moldavia only appears in the second half of the 15th century. These are documents that attest to the fact that in the years 1467 to 1479, there were three Jewish Sephardi merchants from Istanbul who were actively involved in trade between Lvov and Turkey. These merchants had assistants and agents and visited Moldavia and Hotin on their way to and from Lvov. During the 16th century, there is more frequent news of Jewish merchants coming to the area. By the last quarter of the century, there are tales about groups of Jewish merchants from Turkey who stopped on their way to Lvov along the trade route. They visited Reni and Kilia in the south and Hotin in the north. At the same time, there are stories about the arrival of Jewish merchants from Poland. Some of them were on their way south and others came to fairs and markets to do business. The first notices of the arrival of Jewish merchants from Poland in Bessarabia appear in 1541. However, from the language of these notices, it seems that there have been such visits prior to that date. The testimonials about these travelers were found in the books kept by the rabbis and important judges in Poland at that time. One of these books relates that in 1591, there was a Jewish community in Akerman, Cetate Alba, with a rabbi and judges. The fact that these positions existed is proof that the community was there even prior to that year. The Jewish community in Akerman was a Karaite one. Information is available that in those days there were Karaite sages in Akerman like Caleb Tarano, who copied a large book on good deeds called The Garden of Eden in 1531. It has been written by Aaron, son of Eliyahu from Nicomedia. Another one was Shlomo Ramati, who approved the book of Judah by Yehuda Poki, son of Eliezer Shalabi, published in 1581. It is estimated that at the time the Karaite sage Caleb Afendopoulou and his brother Shmuel, son of Eliyahu Ramati, were there as well. They may have been Jewish communities in the 16th century in two other southern towns, Kashani and Kilia. In Kashani, there was an ancient Jewish cemetery which contained headstones from the 16th century, while in Kilia there is mention of Jews in 1545. It is possible that there were Jewish settlements in the center and north of Bessarabia. It was probably in Hotin, which was an important customs center and the main stop on the trade route between Poland and Moldavia, but there is no proof of this. The first Jewish settlements in the center of the province and in its north were established most probably in the 17th century. They came as a result of the frequent visits by Jewish merchants from Poland, who sometimes settled in Bessarabia. More Jewish settlements were established as a result of the Edict of 1641, where refugees from Ukraine found shelter in Bessarabia. A traveler who passed through Soroki in 1657 describes the city as being filled with Jews. Some of these Jews were refugees from Ukraine and Poland who escaped the Cossacks. In the 18th century, Jews could be found in almost all urban areas in Bessarabia. According to information available, it can be concluded that most of these communities were settled by Jews in the second half of the 17th century and in the first half of the 18th century. There were some communities like Bălți and Telenești who were only settled at the end of the 18th century. In some cases, Jews were brought by landowners in order to develop their estates into urban areas like Bălți and Pazireni. There was also settlement of Jews in rural areas where they were agents for land leases, following the custom of nearby Ukraine. According to the tax lists in Moldavia in 1803, there were Jews in villages in the Moldavian territory. Many of them resided in northern districts such as Soroki and Orgiev, and very few in the south. When Bessarabia was annexed by Russia in 1812, there were about 20,000 Jews representing 4% of the population. About 60% of them settled in urban areas, and the remaining 40% stayed in rural ones. As a rule, there was one Jewish family in each village. Even the urban areas did not have many Jews. There are 14 urban areas where information is available, and of those, 7 had a few hundred Jews, 4 had between 500 and 1,000, and 3 had over 2,000 Jews. Only Chișinău had 2,000 Jews. However, it must be noted that even the non-Jewish communities in these urban areas were not large. Therefore, the percentage of Jews in urban areas was about 13 to 40%. In the north, the percentage was higher, 40 to 45%. There were few Jews in the south, sometimes only 5 to 6% of the total population. About two-thirds of the Jews in Bessarabia were centered in three northern districts, Hotin, Soroki, and Bălți. There were less Jews as one went farther south. The largest number of Jews originating in Poland settled in areas close to the border, where the economic and social conditions were similar. In addition, the areas where the Jews settled were the largest population-wise in Bessarabia. These three northern districts represent 51% of the total population of Bessarabia, while the four southern ones had only 18%. The Jews leased from estate owners, flour mills, fruit orchards, fishing rights, bridges over rivers. There were some Jews who leased entire estates, and those obtained all privileges associated with ownership of these estates: rental income from housing, percentage of produce, flour mills, fishing rights, permits to sell liquor. This custom of renting bridges on the Dniester to Jews was so rampant among all estate owners that in 1741, the governor of Soroki asked the Moldavian prince to forbid it. His excuse was he could not promise the security of the border. In towns, the Jews mainly dealt in commerce. Commerce was mainly in agriculture products or items needed by the farmers, such as cattle, oil, wheat, salt, fish, trees, fruit, wine, boots. Most of the commerce was designated for internal markets and was concentrated in fairs in other towns. They imported fish, coffee, thread, perfume, pelts, and wine from Ukraine and Poland. An important side to the trade was exporting cattle, horses, and other animals. At the beginning of the 19th century, there were Jews in Bessarabia who became quite wealthy. Although we do not have specific information, the Jews of Bessarabia were also craftsmen. There was always a need for craftsmen connected to religious aspects, such as butchers, bakers, or tailors. It's a fact that in 1727, there were Jewish butcher stores in Soroki, and they may have existed in other places as well. However, it seems that the number of Jewish craftsmen in Bessarabia, at least until the middle of the 18th century, was quite small. This was also the situation in the rest of Moldavia. The Prince of Moldavia, Dimitri Cantemir, writes in his essay Description of Moldavia, written in 1716, that the Jews of the princedom deal in commerce and running inns. He does not mention craftsmanship. The number of craftsmen in Moldavia and Bessarabia began to grow in the second half of the 18th century. The proof of this lies in the regulation of Hevra Kadisha, burial society, in several towns in the princedom that states that in the event that a member dies, it is forbidden for the tailors and other craftsmen in the organization to work until the funeral is over. This regulation was published by Hevra Kadisha in Chisinau in the year 1772 and the one in Telenesht founded in the year 1793. The ledger of Benderi Hevra Kadisha from 1793 is now located in the National Library and the Hebrew University in Jerusalem. Upon reading them, it is obvious that these organizations were founded along the same lines to similar ones in Moldavia. Another source of information about the Jewish craftsmen of Moldavia lies in the description by foreign visitors who spent time in those years in the princedom. The same must be true of the Jews of Bessarabia. The French Count d'Otterive, secretary of the Moldavian Prince Alexandru Mavrocordat, describes Moldavia in 1785 as having many Jewish carpenters, tailors, and watchmakers. In the ledgers of Prince Grigori Kalimaki, there is mention of a Jewish watchmaker from Orgiev. From a legal point of view, the Jews of Bessarabia were under the rule of Moldavian princes. At the beginning of the 19th century, the situation was as follows. They could reside wherever they wished in towns or villages within the princedom. Every community was an independent unit, paying the authorities a tax on behalf of all its members. The community collected the taxes within its boundaries without the intervention of the authorities. Privileges were awarded by the princes to each community. The Jews of Moldavia were organized in corporations, bresla in Romanian, guild or professional unit. This was true of all middle-class urban groups and foreigners who were permanent residents in Moldavia. As did other corporations, the Jewish corporation enjoyed a good standing with the authorities as well as judicial and administrative autonomy. Much of the administrative and judicial powers were in the hands of the chief rabbi of the princedom. The chief rabbi, or the Haham Bashi, was empowered to manage the corporation according to customs of the Jewish faith and to judge cases between Jews. The Haham Bashi also had the right to appoint rabbis and secular leaders in all parts of the princedom. He was permitted to levy taxes on the Jewish community. The lives and properties of the Jewish residents were protected by authorities in the same way it was done for all others. Jews were free to deal in commerce, retail, and wholesale, and practice various crafts. They could own houses and stores in towns, but they could not have estates, vineyards, or other property in rural areas. They were not permitted to lease estates, but they could sell liquor in the villages. Synagogues could only be built with wood at a certain distance from Christian churches. A special permit from the prince had to be obtained first. Beginning in 1841, Jews could not hire Christian children or maids younger than 30. Jews could not testify against Christians. Various regulations, mainly canonical in nature, were devised to have as little as possible contact between Jews and Christians and to avoid religious libel. In spite of these regulations, the Jews of Bessarabia were, as were also the Jews of Moldavia, subject to the good graces of the princes and were dependent on them. In 1726, the Jews of Onishkan, which is no longer in existence, were victims of a blood libel which allowed the prince to collect a large sum of money from them. In some cases, the princes made arrangements which gave the Jews the same privileges as other local residents when it came to tax collection. This happened in 1741 in Chisinau. The Jews had decent relations with the local authorities in the 18th century and worked together with other residents for their mutual benefit. They took part together with their Christian neighbors in discussions about citizens' rights, and they were also united in their struggle against the owners of the city. There were no famous rabbis in 17th and 18th centuries, but there were teachers and judges in the communities of Bessarabia. In the last quarter of 18th century, Yehuda Leib Magaliot spent some time in Hotin. He was a very interesting personality. An excellent orator and preacher, he was one of the first members of the Enlightenment movement. He wrote several books, but he did not work as a rabbi. In the early years of the 19th century, famous rabbis were to be found in Bessarabia. They were learned and stood out in the late 18th and early 19th century. In Soroki, in the early 1800s, there was Rabbi David Shlomo, son of Avigor Epshitz. He was well known for his books, which were quite popular. A few years later, the chief rabbi of Chisinau was Haim, son of Shlomo Tiror. He was also called Erhaim from Chernowitz or Erhaim from Mogilev. His books, A Well of Fresh Water, Shabbat Sidur, and Gates of Prayer, were reprinted many times. He only stayed a short time in Chisinau between 1810 and 1812. When Haim left Chisinau, he was replaced by Ariel Leibush from Latzok. He was known for his essays, The Discourse of Esther, The Wall of Ariel, The Courage of Lions. In the early years of the century, Rabbi Itzhak Rabinovich was chief rabbi of Benderi. He was learned and an expert in halacha. He was the chief rabbi in Odessa in 1809. In those days, the Jews of Bessarabia were mostly influenced intellectually in the same way as the Jews in other places. Kabbalah was spreading in Galicia, Podolia, and Moldavia, and it also reached the Jewish communities in Bessarabia. It is said that in the middle of the 18th century, a famous Kabbalist, Itzhak, son of Yaakov Ashkenazi and brother of Moshe from Avia, resided in Balti. The essay Covenant of the World is attributed to him. In the middle of the 18th century, the movement led by Jakob Frank, a Polish Jew who claimed to be the reincarnation of the same proclaimed Messiah, Sabbatai Zvi, and also of the biblical patriarch Jacob, spread through Bessarabia. Frank himself and his followers found refuge in Bessarabia. Hotin played an important part in this tale, since it was close to the villages where Frank's follower resided, and also because the town was under the authority of the Turks. Another group that left quite an impression on the Jews in Bessarabia in the 1760s was a sect of converts from Russia. These people, numbering a few dozen, were accepted in Hotin as true converts, and this small community had to send emissaries to Germany to collect funds for their upkeep. The spiritual and religious influencer helped pave the way for Hasidism in Bessarabia. The beginnings are unclear as there is no data of this movement in the second half of the 18th century. There were Hasidic centers in Podolia and Volin at the time, and they must have made some headway in Bessarabia as well. In the beginning of the 19th century, there were clear signs that there was Hasidim in Bessarabia. Between 1810 and 1830, there were important rabbis in the communities of Bessarabia, like David Shlomo that I mentioned before, son of Avigor Epshitz in Soroki, Haim, son of Shlomo Tiror in Chernowitz, Ariel Leibush in Latzot, and Chisinau. There were followers of the Hasidic movement, like the rabbi of Hotin at the time, Moshe Eliezer, son of Aaron. Bessarabia lay between rival entities, and it served at times as the arena for wars between them. Finally, it was annexed by Russia according to the Bucharest Treaty in 1812. In between 1812 and 1858, the number of Jews in Bessarabia grew from about 20,000 to more than 85,000. In 45 years, the Jewish population quadrupled. This large increase in number of Jews in the province reflects immigration for two reasons. One was the growth of population due to the settlement that took place in the first half of the 19th century with the encouragement of the Russian authorities. The Russian regime was interested in populating the province, especially in the area with few people, such as the south. The Budjak was almost unpopulated in 1812. The colonization of the province and its economic development drew many immigrants and allowed for quick population growth in the first half of the 19th century. Between 1812 and 1861, the population doubled, while in the rest of Russia, the increase was only 39%. The Jewish rate of its growth was even greater than that of the general population, and so their percentages increased as well, from 4% of the total population in 1812 to 8% in 1858. On the other hand, Jewish emigration to Bessarabia was part of the large movement of Jewish immigration from the northern districts in the first half of the 19th century. These areas were densely populated by Jews and they were moving southward. The southern areas were sparsely populated at that time and were undergoing an accelerated colonization process independently and freely. They were also going through great economic development. The new Russia was a developing area, and there were many economic opportunities in the state. News about these economic opportunities reached the Jewish populations of Lithuania, White Russia, and Ukraine as well. These countries were in dire economic straits. A parade of Jews came to the south, mainly from Lithuania and White Russia, as well as from Ukrainian and Belarusian areas of the Pale of Settlement, and encompassed thousands of people attracted to more favorable economic prospects and relatively great freedom. After 1812, Bessarabia also became a refuge for Jews from the north, and some of them settled there. Soon, Bessarabia became an important absorption center for this internal Jewish immigration. The Jewish community grew at a quick pace, and as a result, its relative importance in the general Jewish community of Russia grew from 3% in 1818 to 6% in 1852. Immigration did not change the geographic distribution of the Jewish population in the province. Most of the Jewish settlers were drawn to the north and densely populated area, and only a few reached the south. The majority of Jews resided in Chotin, Soroki, and Yassi even in the middle of the century. They represented approximately half of the Jewish population of the province. One of the best results of the Jewish emigration was the concentration of Jews in the capital city of Chisinau. It became a large urban center with over 80,000 residents, and it attracted many immigrants. In 1864, 20% of all the Jews lived there, about 20,000 of them. Chisinau became one of the three or four largest communities in terms of population. The establishment of this important center played a large part in the development of the Jewish community in Bessarabia. The Jewish immigrants from the north were drawn to Bessarabia not only for the good economic conditions prevalent in the province, but also for political ones. After Bessarabia was annexed by Russia, the legal situation of the Jews of Bessarabia was defined by regulation for the organization of Bessarabia from 1818. Jews were awarded basic rights they had, as they had under Moldavians, and the privilege of residing anywhere in the province, permission to work and do business everywhere. The Jews now had, as did other Jews in Russia, permission to join occupational associations. There were merchants, urban residents, or farm workers. In this way, the Jews of Bessarabia were integrated into the existing administrative, economic, and social levels. They were now permitted to own unpopulated state lands. They did not have these rights under the Moldavian regime. They could reside in the villages and continue their business there. The Jews of Bessarabia, in spite of being part of Russia, had a unique legal situation. They were exempt from any legal changes since Bessarabia was given a special autonomy in 1818. The Jews of Bessarabia remain outside the legislation pertaining to the rest of Jewish population in Russia, at least until 1828. Until 1827, the Jews of Basarabia could live everywhere they wished and were able to work as they wanted. In 1827, the difference between the Jews of Basarabia and the rest of Jews of Russia became more basic, since the former did not have to serve in the army as did the latter. In this manner, the Jews of Basarabia had first-class privileges that differentiated them from the brethren in the rest of the country. In 1846, the first step to enforce conscriptions were taken, but the actual regulations were not really enforced until 1852. In that year, the Jews of Basarabia were taken into the army to do work. This is when the situation of the Jews of Basarabia became equal to the rest of the Jews of Russia. The Jewish community in the province continued to increase during the second half of the 19th century. As evidenced by the census in Russia of 1897, there were 228,000 Jews in Basarabia that year. In the 39 years between 1858 and 1897, the number of Jews increased 170%, an average of 5% per year. After 1881, the pace of emigration slowed, and there was even emigration out of the province. Basarabia at the time was an area that received and lost Jews. However, it must be noted that the rate of growth of the Jewish community of Basarabia was still one of the highest. The number of Jews in Basarabia increased from a rate of 5.5% in 1858 to over 6.5% in 1897. The growth of the Jewish community in Basarabia was higher than that of the general population. The percentage of Jews in 1858 was 8.3%, while in 1897 was 11.8%. The Jewish population growth in the second half of the 19th century was evident even in areas that already had a large number of Jews, like Chisinau, Hotin, Soroki, and Belz. By the way, Belz is a new name of that place that changed the name from Yassi in 1897 to Belz. At the end of the 19th century, the majority of Jews resided in Chisinau district, 25% of the total population. The economy of Basarabia during the second half of the 19th century was developing along capitalistic lines, and there was great activity everywhere. Basarabia was even ahead of other provinces in Russia in that respect. The growth seen in the agricultural sector continued to be the basis for the economy of the province. The farming areas increased considerably, and there were new methods used on the estates, such as machinery. This resulted in a great growth in the amount of produce. At the beginning of the 20th century, the average production of wheat in Basarabia was almost double of that of the rest of Russia. The Jews really stood out in the trade of agricultural products. 95.8% of all wheat merchants, traders in leather and furs were Jews in 1897. During that period, Jews were the main, almost the sole, traders in agricultural products. Jews were also instrumental in other branches. 90.5% of all merchants in lumber and construction materials. 89% of those who dealt in clothing and textiles. The Jews were actually the majority of income earners in commerce in Basarabia, 81%. In some craftsman areas, the percentage of Jews was also considerably high, 87% of all workers in tobacco industry, 81% of all the watchmakers, 72.5% of those producing beverages, and 56% of those in the clothing industry. The Jews were also involved in the development of industry in Basarabia. 28% of all factories at the end of the century were owned by Jews, and in some sections, they were all owned by them. Jews owned all factories producing bricks, wine, soap, and 2/3 of the ones manufacturing farm machinery, 7 out of 12 of the sawmills. Jews were among the founders of the biggest manufacturing plants in the province. 2 of the 3 of the largest flour mills in Basarabia and other large plants were owned by Jews. Also, Jews own important factories producing farm machinery and other utensils. The electricity grid was also built by Jews. One resident at the time even refers to Bessarabia as paradise in comparison to other countries. This situation began to change in the 1880s. There were two reasons for that. One was the growing anti-Semitism of the authorities in the days of Tsar Alexander III and Nikolai II, which had dire effects on the Jewish population of Bessarabia. The frequent expulsions of Jews from the border area and the villages undermined the economic existence of thousands of families who were obliged to live without any belongings. They moved to towns and cities which were already densely populated and where it was difficult to earn a living. This resulted in a struggle for survival for many in the Jewish community. The second reason for the major changes in the economic situation of the Jews was the general economic depression in Russia in those years. The depression was mainly agrarian based since it resulted from the breakdown in wheat prices on world markets. It was especially harsh in Russia, including Bessarabia, that had been many people who earned their living in the marketing of agricultural products. Let's review now the Jewish culture during Tsarist Russia. In the first half of the 19th century, there were no educational institutions in Bessarabia dedicated to teaching Torah to young students. The main aspect in the cultural and religious life of the Jews in Bessarabia was Hasidism that had found its home here, mainly due to the many immigrants that arrived in the province at that time. They had come from areas where Hasidism existed. In the 1820s, Rabbi Ariech Leib Wartheim, son of Shimo Shlomo from Savrani, came to Bendery, and he established a dynasty of the House of Wartheim in Bessarabia. Another dynasty which belongs to Bessarabia was the one from Rashkov on the eastern banks of the Dniester, which is actually outside the borders of Bessarabia. This dynasty began at the beginning of the 19th century, or perhaps even at the end of the 18th century, and was founded by Rabbi Shabbatai, a student of the Maggid from Morich and author of the book Ascendants of the Worlds. It was actually his son, Rabbi Joseph, who was famous in Bessarabia. In the second quarter of the 19th century, we find Rabbi Israel from Rozin, who settled in Sadigura in Bukovina in 1840. In the 1830s, we find the first data on the existence of enlightened people in the province. They were few in number and did not have any influence on the Jewish masses. However, in 1839, they succeeded in opening a secular Jewish school in Chisinau. Up to then, there was only one school in Odessa. When the government decided in the 1840s to open public Jewish schools, many such schools came into being in Bessarabia. The Chisinau school was closed and two public schools were opened in its place. In 1855, there were six Jewish public schools in Bessarabia, two in Chisinau, one in Hotin, one in Balti, one in Brichen, and one in Ismail. Hundreds of young students obtained a secular education in these schools. The advancement of the Enlightenment movement in Bessarabia was closely connected to the economic and cultural changes taking place there at that time. The number of important Jewish merchants grew. Their number was relatively high in Bessarabia, and they were interested in secular education for themselves and their children. It was needed for their business and for their social standing. The Enlightenment movement grew at faster pace among these merchants than in any other social strata of the population. The result was that their children attended the public Jewish schools. Another cause that held an important place in the advancement of the Enlightenment among the Jews in Bessarabia was the influence of the cultural Jewish center in Odessa. Still, in spite of its rapid advancement, the Enlightenment movement in Bessarabia in mid-19th century held only a small position in the overall Jewish community. The majority of the Jews in Bessarabia continued to live according to traditional lines and to educate their children as before. They opposed secular education and did not trust the public Jewish schools. The main center of enlightenment was in Chisinau, where there was a large Jewish population and where conditions were ripe for new deployment. The pogroms of 1880 and the reaction of the Russian population to them shook the Jewish intelligentsia of Bessarabia, as it happened in the rest of Russia. It's believed that Russian people would accept the Jews as equals, and Brethren was destroyed. The call to return to Jewish people and its values was now also heard. In the early 1880s, in different places, clubs of lovers of Zion were formed, and these joined similar ones in other areas. They could be found in the north and in the south, in Chisinau, Hotin, Soroki, Baltik, Ogiev, Benderi, and Ackerman, and in smaller towns such as Ungen, Taratino, Liova, Kalash, Falesh, Skulen, Telenesht, etc. Some of them, especially in Chisinau, grew and thrived and became important part of the entire movement in Russia. The representative of the movement in Chisinau, Mayor Dizengoff, attended the Druzganok conference and brought many suggestions for the continuation of his activities. Representatives of the movement also attended the founding conference in Odessa in 1890. This group of people in Bessarabia were now deeply involved in Jewish culture and its values. This group were the source for the development of Hebrew teachers who enriched the knowledge of the language among Jewish youth and the teaching of Jewish subjects in modern nationalistic way. Some of these people were Hebrew poets and writers who now earn a place of honor in the new Hebrew literature. Among them were Yaakov Steinberg, Yehuda Steinberg, Ben Zion, Shlomo Hillelis, and Yaakov Fickman. These were the years of great growth and blossoming of Jewish culture in Bessarabia. Hasidism began to spread in Bessarabia in the second decade of the 19th century. The first Hasidic court was founded by Ariech Leib Wartheim in Benderi, or Tighina in Romanian. Another was established in Vad Raskov. Later, groups of followers of the Tzadikim of the Friedman dynasty in Sadagora and of Tversky family appeared. A yeshiva was opened in Chisinau in 1860, attended by over 280 students. In 1898, a total of 61% of Jewish children were studying in Heders. Zionist ideas started to spread in Bessarabia very early on. As a result, Bessarabian Jews were among the settlers in Palestine from the 1880s. In 1890, seven delegates representing Bessarabia at the founding meeting of Haveve Zion in Odessa. Yaakov Bernstein Kogan was the Bessarabian delegate at the first Zionist Congress in Basel in 1897. Several Hebrew writers were active in Bessarabia during this time, including Yehuda Steinberg and Siha Alter Gutman. The greatest tragedy of the Bessarabian Jews occurred on February 16, 1903, in Chisinau, where there was a flourishing community of over 110,000 souls. Its social and cultural activities were intense, and there were 16 Jewish schools and a good hospital, in addition to the publication of periodicals in Yiddish language. That day, a Christian boy was found murdered 12 kilometers north of the city on the banks of the Dniester River. Local authorities stated that the boy has been the victim of a Jewish ritual designed to extract his blood to make matzah. The rulers knew that the boy has been killed by a relative, as he soon confessed. However, they clung to the lie of the Jewish ritual, inciting and driving the city non-Jewish population to hysteria, especially because of the virulent text contained in a local newspaper with a known anti-Semitic stance published in Russian. A pogrom then began, which lasted 3 days, because the Minister of Interior did nothing to stop the killing. The news regarding the pogrom triggered protests from Western governments, but the tragedy was already complete. 49 dead, 500 injured, 700 houses destroyed or burned. In 1905, when the first Russian Revolution occurred, pogroms were repeated throughout Bessarabia, and once again, one of the most targeted locations was Chisinau. This time, however, although the Jews had organized a defense system, 19 died and 56 were injured. This second massacre give rise to the famous poem Bel Ha Harega, The City of Slaughter, written in Hebrew by the great poet Chaim Nachman Bialik. Because of the succession of tragic deaths and violence, thousands of Jews from Bessarabia emigrated to Palestine, to United States, Western Europe, and different countries in South America. During the Romanian occupation period from 1918 to 1940, an atmosphere of state anti-Semitism was pervasive, although the government, bound by international treaties on minorities, was obligated to grant Jews some civil rights. Jewish political party organizations were active. A network of Yiddish and Hebrew schools and teacher seminaries were established. In 1922, there were 140 Jewish schools with 20,000 pupils. Because Romanization was a state policy, many of these were converted into Romanian schools by 1922. The wide network of social welfare institutions included 13 hospitals with homes for the elderly, a sanatorium for tuberculosis patients, and associations that assisted the ill in 25 locations. By 1920, there were 267,000 Jews living in Bessarabia. Although they were granted Romanian citizenship in 1918, legislation redefined many of them as aliens in 1924 and 1938. Between 1922 and 1937, four Jewish representatives were elected to the Romanian parliament, including Rabbi Yehuda Leib Zirelson from Aguda Israel Party, first as a deputy and then as a senator, Michael Landau as a Zionist, and Nathan Lerner from the Bund. As with Romania as a whole, the economic situation of Jews declined dramatically because of repeated drop, separation from the vast Russian markets, and the whole economic crisis. Immigration to Palestine and other locations increased as well. The Red Army entered Bessarabia in June 1940. The Soviets enlarged the borders of the new Moldovan Soviet Republic by including in it the territory of so-called Moldavian Autonomous Soviet Republic that has been created in 1924 on the eastern bank of Dniester. The Soviets suppressed Jewish political and cultural institutions, creating instead new communist and Yiddish ones. Thousands of wealthy and Zionist-affiliated Jews were arrested and deported to Siberia. The German and Romanian armies attacked the Soviets in Bessarabia on June 22, 1941. The killing squads of Einsatzgruppe D, with special non-military units attached to the German Wehrmacht and Romanian armies, were involved in many massacres in Bessarabia. Over 10,000 people were killed in a single month of war in June-July 1941. In Sculeni, several dozen local Jews were killed by the Romanian troops. In Bălți, around 150 local civilians were shot by Einsatzgruppe and young women were raped. And 14 Jews, POWs, were killed by the Romanians. In Mărculești, 485 Soviet POWs of Jewish origin who were left behind by the Soviet army because of wounds were shot. Approximately 40 corpses of Jews were found dumped at the outskirts of Orhei, executed either by the German or the Romanian armies. Following the initial killings, internal camps were set up throughout the province. At the camp in Edineț, after the initial slaughter, 70 to 100 people died every day in July and August of 1941, mostly of starvation. The deportation of foot of 75,000 Jews to Transnistria began in September 1941. Mass executions were perpetrated in Bogdanovka, Berezovka, and other places. A majority of Jews from Bessarabia fled before the retreat of the Soviet troops. However, 110,000 people from Bessarabia and Bukovina, the latter included at that time the counties of Cernăuț, Storojinets, Rădăuț, Suceava, Câmpulung, and Dorohoi, some over 100,000 Jews were deported to Transnistria, a region that was under Romanian military control during 1941-1944. The only exact number found in Romanian sources is that 59,392 died in the ghettos and camps from the moment those were open until mid-1943. This number does not include those that perished on the way to the camps, those that perished between 1943 and spring 1944, as well as the thousands who perished in the immediate aftermath of the Romanian armies taking control of Transnistria, like in the Odessa massacre. Only a third of the deported Jews survived in Transnistria. In all, some 100,000 Bessarabian Jews perished during the World War II. In 1949, Bessarabian Jews numbered 95,000 people, consisting mainly of families that had returned from evacuation. In the post-atmosphere of anti-Zionist, anti-religious propaganda, and state-sponsored anti-Semitism, Jews were unable to rebuild their institutions. The authorities closed synagogues and Jewish cemeteries. In 1970, 98,000 Jews lived in the Moldovan Social Republic. With the start of mass emigration to Israel, the number of Jews began to decline. There were 88,000 in 1979, 65,800 in 1989, and in contrast to many other Soviet areas, most of the Bessarabian Jews went to Israel. With the demise of the Soviet Union, Jewish national life was revitalized. Synagogues opened in all localities with a noticeable Jewish population, as well as libraries, newspaper, a theater, music groups, three-day schools in Chisinau, and Sunday schools in Belz, Bendery, and Tiraspol. By 2000, there were no more than 20,000 Jews in Bessarabia, 50,000 of them in Chisinau, 2,500 in Tiraspol, and about 1,000 people in Belz. The remainder were located mainly in Bendery, Soroka, Ribnica, Dubosari, Comrat, and Orhei. This concludes our discussion of the Bessarabian Jews. Until the next episode of this podcast, be well.